Today we're building a tape dust style jungle call and response riff in Ableton Live 12, and then we're going to glue it into a tight little drum and bass arrangement. The big idea here is simple. In jungle and darker DNB, the riff is often the hook. It's not there to overcrowd the track. It's there to talk to the drums, create tension, and give the drop some identity. So instead of making a huge melody, we're going to make something short, dusty, and rhythmic. Think of it like a drum fill with pitch. That mindset will help you a lot in this style. Start by opening a new live set and setting the tempo to 172 BPM. That's a really comfortable range for jungle and rollers. Now create a few tracks, drums, bass, riff, and effects or atmos. Also set up two return tracks, one for reverb and one for delay. Even if you don't use them heavily, having them ready makes the arrangement process much smoother. Before we write anything musical, let's lock in the groove. If you already have a breakbeat loop, bring it in now. If not, program a simple drum pattern with a kick on 1 and a snare on 2 and 4. You can add hats or little ghost hits later. The main thing is to get the pocket feeling strong right away. In DNB, the drums are the spine of everything. On the drums track, load drum bus. Keep the settings fairly subtle at first. Try drive somewhere around 5 to 15%, crunch around 5 to 10%, and add a little transient if you want more snap. Don't rush to push boom yet. We want punch, not a blurry low end. After that, place EQ 8 on the drum track. If the break has a lot of sub rumble, high pass gently around 25 to 35 Hz. If it feels muddy, cut a bit around 200 to 400 Hz. And if the hats are a little too sharp, make a small dip somewhere around 7 to 10 Khz. The goal is not to make the drums super polished. The goal is to make them clear enough that the riff can sit on top without fighting them. Now let's build the riff. On the riff track, load a stock instrument. Wave Eatable is a great choice if you want something a bit gritty or Reese-like. Operator works well if you want a cleaner stab, and if you want a more sampled, chopped feel, use Simpler with a one-shot sample. For this lesson, I'd recommend keeping it basic and musical. Here's the trick, don't think melody first. Think question and answer. The call is the first phrase, the response is the second phrase. The call should be short and attention-grabbing, and the response should either answer it lower, darker, or with a different rhythm. Write a 2-bar MIDI clip. Keep the notes in a narrow range, maybe 1 octave or less. Use only 2 to 4 notes if you can. That might sound almost too simple, but in jungle that simplicity is often what makes it hit harder. Put the call in bar 1, usually just after a main drum hit, and let the response land in bar 2 with a little more space around it. A really useful beginner tip here is to start from rhythm first. Even one note can work if the timing is strong. Try placing the first hit slightly after the snare, on the end or a late 16th. Then leave a gap. That space is part of the groove. It lets the drums breathe, and it makes the riff feel intentional instead of busy. If the riff feels too straight, open the groove pool and try a light swing. Keep it subtle, maybe 10 to 30%, or just move one note a tiny bit late by hand. Shorten one note. Delay the response by a hair. These little imperfections can make the idea feel much more human and a lot more like a chopped sample from a dusty record. Now let's give the riff some tone. Put auto filter on it and start with a low pass somewhere around 2 to 6 kHz. You can add a little resonance, but don't go overboard. Then put saturator after that and add just a few dB of drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Turn soft clip on if needed. Finally, add EQ 8 and utility. Utility is great here, because you can control stereo width and keep the riff from getting too wide too early. A width setting somewhere between 0 and 50% is usually enough. At this point, the riff should already feel a little dusty and urgent. If it sounds too clean, don't immediately add more notes. Try reducing the top end, increasing the saturation slightly, or making the second phrase lower and darker. In this style, aggression usually comes more from timing and texture than from a huge amount of harmony. Now we're going to glue the riff together. If it's just one sound, this is straightforward. If it's made of layers, group them first so they behave like one musical idea. Then add a glue compressor or a regular compressor to the riff chain. Keep it gentle, a ratio around 2 to 1, attack around 10 milliseconds, and release on auto or somewhere in the 0.3 to 0.6 second zone is a good starting point. You only want maybe 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. The point is to make the phrase feel unified, not smashed. After the compressor, keep saturator in the chain if you want a little more grit. Then use EQ8 to clean any cloudy low mids, usually somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz if needed. If you want a bit of movement, Automate the autofilter cutoff across different sections. Just a small sweep can make the riff feel alive. Now let's add bass, but keep it simple. The bass should support the riff, not fight it. A clean sine sub from Operator is perfect for this lesson. Put it in mono with utility, and keep anything below about 100 to 120 Hz centered. If you want a little more audibility on smaller speakers, add a touch of saturator for harmonics, but keep the actual low end disciplined. In DNB, mono sub is non-negotiable. Write the bass so it leaves space under the riff. You can hold notes under the gaps in the call and response, or let it hit with the drums and then drop out while the riff speaks. A lot of beginners make the mistake of trying to fill every hole. Don't do that. The silence between the phrases is what gives the groove pressure. Now we're ready to arrange. Take that two-bar loop and turn it into a real section. A good beginner structure is a short intro, then an 8-bar first drop, then a variation, then a continuation, and finally an outro or loop back point. For the intro, maybe start with drums and atmosphere only. Then bring in the riff filter down, like it's emerging from the fog. In the drop, let the full call and response idea play. After 4 or 8 bars, change something small. Remove the last note, swap the response note lower. Open the filter a little. Mute the riff for a beat before a fill. Tiny changes like that make the arrangement feel alive. You can also use automation to make the section breathe. Try opening the auto filter from around 2kHz up to 8kHz over a few bars. Send a little more reverb on the end of one phrase. Use a short delay throw only on the last note of the response. That last part is a great little pro move. It gives you space and energy without washing out the whole groove. If you want to add atmosphere, keep it subtle. A bit of vinyl crackle, room noise, rain, or a filtered ambience layer can help frame the riff. Maybe a short reverse hit before the drop, or a downlifter into a new phrase. Just remember that effects are there to support the hook, not compete with it. Now do a quick balance check. Listen to the drums first, then the sub, then the riff. If the riff is masking the snare, turn it down and shape it instead of just boosting everything. If the low end feels crowded, cut some low mids from the riff or bass. And if you have a mono check available, use it. In this kind of music, the track has to work hard in mono, because the sub and drums carry so much weight. A really useful coaching thought here is this: if your riff feels weak, don't add more notes right away. Try moving one note later by a 16th, shortening the tail, filtering out more top end, or making the second phrase darker. Often the smallest rhythmic change is the one that makes it suddenly feel musical. If you want to push the idea further after the first loop works, try making a few variations. Reverse the role of the call and response once. Swap just one note in the response. Drop the last hit before a fill. Change the octave for one repeat. Even small shifts like that can make a loop feel like a real track section instead of a static loop. Here's the takeaway. Build the drums first. Keep the riff short and rhythmically clear. Make it answer the snare instead of stepping on it. Use stock Ableton tools like Drum Bus, Saturator, Auto Filter, EQ8, Utility, and Glue Compressor to glue the whole thing together. Protect the mono sub, and arrange in 4-bar and 8-bar phrases so the idea actually develops. If you can make a 2-bar riff that feels like it's talking to the drums, you're already thinking like a jungle producer. Keep it dusty, keep it tight, and let the space do some of the work.